Yeah, right?
Right.
So... So, your question was, it's a good question, we're grappling with it yesterday, was, how do you get, the question was yesterday that according to the second sheet of Minyan of Pariachag, Amayla Bakodesh, so how do you get into the Minyan, how does the Minyan Yomim come into the picture?
Right.
So the Gruss says very simply, it doesn't.
Right. Right, I saw.
I'm sorry to get back to you. I didn't have your number.
The Rav brought it down.
The Grub.
The Grub, yeah.
That he holds that according to the second pshat, there's no, he doesn't care about Minyan Yomim.
Right.
Why is it eight?
I guess the reason is because you have to have some kind of a number.
That's what they try to explain how to get them.
Why you start with 13, right?
Right. Milan, that makes sense though. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, Milan, 1, 2, 3.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But, so he tries to explain that one?
Yeah, but then he comes out, he brings a riot that he has a question from the Gra. I forget what it was. He rejects the Gra.
Really?
The Rav rejects the Gra, yeah.
Question from the Rambam?
Yeah, from the Rambam. He brings a riot that it can't be.
I think it's that essentially it has to do with Pariachan. So it's a natural number. So Beisil Ma'al Bakar starts natural number of 1. And the Beis Shammah starts with the natural number of 8, and then he follows the system of Pariachai. That's, I think, what the Gra is saying. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. There's no intent and specific for the minyan that should be Muach Minyan Yom. As a matter of fact, the Gra says that that's the machlokes between the, that's how the Rambam would answer Tesis Kasha. Because Tesis Kasha is that, you can't display both. Right, because they'll say
that's why he says the riff.
The Rambam goes like the riff usually, and the riff brings down the story of the two Zakenim in Sidon, and one did like Beis Shammah, one did like Beis Hillel, and the one that did like Beis Shammah is second Eged Pariachai, and the one that did like Beis Hillel, Ma'al Bakodesh. So that's the riff. So you see that the Rambam held like the second sheet, according to the second sheet, that's an ingenious answer. According to the second sheet, there's no significance to the Minyan Yomim, so that's why he would have to take the discussion.
Right.
What? That's what the verse says. But the reason why it starts off with 8 or 1 is because you have to start off with a natural number. That has to do with Hanukkah, so you have no choice. But it gets rid of the problem of Mendy's problem yesterday. How, according to the second chapter, you stick in the Minyan Yomim. So I wanted to say that they're all Makra Minyan Yomim, but you have to find a system.
Right.
But the Gra is better. The Gra says, don't have to say that they care about Minyan Yomim. What, the Rav didn't like it?
Yeah. I think Rav.
No. So the Gra says, he quotes the V'yesh Omrim. V'yesh Omrim. The Rama of Yeshua, the Kolechad Mibnei Abayis, Yadlik, V'chein HaMenik Pasha, Rizor Elite. So what is it going to be that for? Kachkos V'Rambam, La'alocha, Nira Shekein Hudas Arif, Midi Hevi Memra, the Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shnei Zakenim, Kenegad Pari Achag, Emaila Makodesh Ve'ein V'chulei, De Lahai, Taima Lo Chai Shinu La'Kera, the Yamin, and the Chasma Yotzim, the Kosav Atais V'Sham. And after Mina B'Gemara Hashem, Chad Amar V'Chad Amar Taima. The Nafkamina Chai Gavna Canal. Vamaskana, that'll be Nafkamina. In other words, whether you could do both. Vamaskana, the Beis Zakenim, command on the Ma'al Bakodesh. Okay, yeah, that's what he's saying about. Why do you go from 10 to 20? Why do you go from 10 to 11 to 12 to 13? Kinega Pariachag. But that's not the way, that wouldn't be equal to Pariachag. Because in Pariachag, no, I'm sorry. He's doing Ma'al Bakodesh.
Ma'al
Bakodesh. So why does Rambam go 10-20? Why doesn't he go 10-11?
Right.
That was his question. Why doesn't he go 10-11? Why does he go 10-20?
So he wants to show that the Rambam's still
Manifesting a minute.
Yeah.
Oh.
But if the unit is 10,
I'm guessing Kasidus.
You're lighting in Hadrans, then the first night you light in 10. So if you're a Mosif, then it would be two of those. Three of those. That's like your baseline unit.
Well, you see, that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that according to the Rambam, the first day is Koveya, the Anshei HaBayis. Mm-hmm. The unit of the Anshei HaBayis. So that's the unit of the Ner HaChanukah. And the first day is Koveya that. And once you have that unit, so you're Mosif in terms of the unit.
I mean, even if other people come by, you don't change it?
The Rambam doesn't have that case where other people come by.
I guess because he holds like the Gemara.
I mean, the question is the.
Don't
change the numbers.
Right.
The question would be, let's say, the new ben bias, not an achsanah.
What?
The question would be, let's say, the new ben bias, it's the achsanah. The Rambam doesn't take it up as a problem. The Rambam seems to say,
you don't take any. Somebody moved in
during Mohanaka. Well, you could just
say, keep it the same. It
doesn't make sense.
So when did the movement out?
Somebody decided to come in bias by you. I mean, it's not
strange.
No, but then anyway, according to this, you wouldn't change it.
Okay.
Because you were Kaveh.
Yeah, it sounds like a good thing.
He's Yotze anyways. He's Achsanah. He's Yotze Achsanah.
But
he's Yotze Achsanah. According to him, the B'nai bias are the Kvayim from before. Who are the B'nai bias?
Okay.
Yeah, one second. Hold on 1 second. Or.
Well,
it doesn't matter. If he's not interested.
Doing it.
But you have to know.
Right.
I mean, it would explain your question that how the minyan hayomim gets into the second shot, and the answer is it's not really significant in the second shot.
No, it's not.
It's not significant. It's just the you have to use a natural number.
Right.
If you want an eight-part sequence going up and going down, you're taking
those
eight numbers.
Right? That's right.
That's just the natural.
Right. First day is Koveya the unit. The unit of the Anshei HaBayis. And then when you're Mosif, Milam Bakodesh, so you're Mosif in the unit of the Anshei HaBayis.
Yes, according to this shot, the Roeh is not the Koveya, right? We always say the Roeh is the Koveya. Doesn't really
well, the Roeh is Koveya in the mitzvah of the Ner Chanukah, but it's not Koveya
in the
Ner Chanukah.
Yeah, Koveya
Tassus,
he is
the same.
So what I'm doing in the case
where
I interpret it.
Right, you interpret
it. What that could mean is that subsequently when he lights, you're answering Tassus's question, right?
No, I'm not answering Tassus's question. Oh, you mean in the coin to the Groeh, you mean?
Well, I thought you were answering Tassus's question before you brought, you said this yesterday before you brought up the Groeh.
Right.
Okay, so. You were saying yesterday.
No, yesterday we had a well. Which question? We had a question on Rama.
You had a question on the Rama from Tosus. How do you know what the number of candles?
No, we didn't have that question. We didn't go to the Rama at all. We had a question on Tosus himself.
Right.
Because Tosus says you can't know both.
Right.
Because when I see the Neros, the guy come by the third night and he'll see third Neros, mm-hmm. he wouldn't know whether it's. Right. If you see three Neros, so you wouldn't know whether it's three Anshei HaBayis. Right. So our question was, so what are you going to do, Sof Kol Sof, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever system you're following, you're going to have the same problem, because if you follow the system according to Tosfos of Minyan HaYamim, mm-hmm. so the third night you're going to put three, so the guy will think it's Anshei HaBayis.
Mm-hmm.
Neri Shebeso. He'll think it's Anshei HaBayis. He'll think it's the other girl.
Well, they're Anshei HaBayis, right, correct.
Anshei HaBayis.
Yeah.
That was the question we asked.
Okay, so that's the one you're answering?
No, I'm not answering that now. No, but we went into the Gemara Machlokas between the first pshat and the second pshat. So Mendy asked, it was bothering me afterwards too. How do you fit in the Minyan HaYomim in the second pshat?
Okay.
So, because the first pshat, that's the natural thing, because that's the very essence of the Hidur, was to give information about the Minyan HaYomim. But according to the second pshat, the mitzvah is really Ribui Neros, as we explained, but the Ribui Neros has to have a system,
mm-hmm.
because of the principle of you can't just have a no system like a
right.
like Rashi and Kerach,
right?
Okay, so right, yeah. So
what was the question you were answering when you were saying the first night?
No, so Mendy's question was according to the second pshat, how do you fit in the Minyan HaYomim? Mm-hmm. So I was struggling with that. So I wanted to say that they both somehow hold that you should manifest Minyan HaYomim. But the Grod makes a simple maneuver. He's right. Who says the kazuna of binyanim yam? I, why do you have 8, 7, 6, 1, 2, 3? Why do you have 16, 15, how would you go? So you have 16, 15, 14. So the answer is you gotta take a number which is natural to Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's very good. I think the Gra really smoothly answers that question. Okay, forget about the Ram meantime.
Okay.
But because we don't understand Tesis. But what I wanted to do before that was take the, how many people were affected by the nights.
But showing the number of nights is not a
hit. It's not.
Whereas
right, that's what we say, yeah.
That's
a natural thing. That certainly is to show how many people were affected by the nais. That's a natural thing. There's no problem with that. But to start showing the minyan ayamim and the minyan ayamim, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's not a natural thing, the minyan ayamim. So where do you get that from?
You couldn't do it.
The Ran in the Pirushim. So he says like this. Mitzvah d'chag ha'nerech u'vesel. Kloma nerech ad yaspik lo l'chol b'nei besel. Afilu hein asara. ומהדרין נר לכל אחד ואחד פירש המחבדן המצוות ששמחים בהם נר לכל אחד ואחד לכל יום ויום משמונה יומם והמהדרין מן המהדרין בשם יום ראשון מלך שמונה ישובי סו מכאן ואילך פחס והולך וזה לא אומרים יפס מוסף הולך עד שמונה ישובי סו כמו שנוגו כן פירש הרוזו ואם תומע אם כן מי והמהדרין מן המהדרין עד רבי יוסי הידו נר לכל אחד ואחד. So he holds that the Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad is a bigger Hidur than the Minyan Hayomim. So he's learning like Tosfos, that you do either or. You can't do both. Okay? V'yesh li lomar de berov habatim anoshim bo ma'at. Most of the houses have a few people. V'yoser Hidur k'shehu madlik shmona b'yom rishon de'efshe she'em b'bayis ela shnei b'nei odom. So what does that mean? That it's better... He's going to come to Beis Shammai, he's going. Because he's going, he means really the other way around. You go from 1 to 8. But he's going to according to Beis Shammai. What he means is that if you're going to go from 8 to 6 down to 1, okay, so you're not going to, you'll have more than you will have if you go according to the Anshei HaBayis. The Anshei HaBayis will be 2. So you're going to have 2 times 8 is 16. But if you go from 8 down to 1, or the other way, 1 up to 8, so you're going to have 36. Right? So you'll be marba more. So that's why he says it's better. It's really in Svara, it's better to do Kanchei Bias. Okay? But the only thing is that you won't have as many as you will if you follow the system of Minyan Ayamim. So what kind of an answer is that? I mean, who cares? The answer is because the way we... That's a riot to our pshat. That is ribui neros is really the essential kiyum. So that's why ribui, even though the svar is better, dominion on Shabbos, right? But the fact is that the whole essence is ribui neros, and therefore, because the essence of the kiyum is ribui neros, since you're going to have more ribui neros if you go from 1 to 8, so that's the system. That's why that mahadran is better.
How's what's going to happen subsequently relevant?
Some total of neros in the whole Hanukkah.
In the whole Hanukkah.
In the whole Hanukkah.
But why is that relevant each of the individual nights? You're performing the mitzvah on the first night, right? You know, have, let's say,
because he wants to have 8. In other words, he wants to ultimately have the greatest ribuneros. So he wants to get to 8.
So, but this first night when he performs the mitzvah,
I can't help it because it has to go. You have to follow the seder. But he's going to have in total. He's going to have a ribuneros in general over the days. He'll have more ribuneros once it gets past the second day. It'll be more than if he did Kanchei HaBayis.
And they're related, the nights to one another? So that
the whole mitzvah is Chanukah. It's one mitzvah Chanukah. I mean, the Maisa mitzvah is different. But he's saying that the key of being, of expressing the desire to be Marav and Eros, you'll have more this way. In the end result, you'll have more this way.
And if he has a big family?
I don't see that's a problem. The third day he's going to be had already, so it'll be a bigger expression. The fourth day is a bigger expression. Fifth day, sixth day, seventh day, eighth day.
You have 10 people in your family.
Should what?
According to this, if you have 10 people in your family, you should do that.
No, six is the break no. even.
So he's saying, no, he's saying that you can't do that because they're Masada in general, they have to make a system. So this system is superior in general.
So even though,
yeah. even though in particular, I thought about that. In particular, what if in particular you have more on Jay bias?
Right.
So the answer is that the system is intrinsically superior. That's what he's saying. Because this system is an intrinsically superior system. Because if all of Klal Yisrael follows the system, it'll be a ribui neros.
Really strange, though, because of five people per
the idea that the I don't know. Maybe he holds Ein Echanami.
Maybe you're just saying why it's more causal.
Because in most cases, maybe he holds Ein Echanami. That if
you go by ribui neros,
you go by ribui neros. Okay, so that's the easiest way to go. But anyways, so yeah. Well, he's saying that it was kavur.
But he holds like Tosus also. He can't do
that. But he holds like Tosus also. But the main point I want to bring out from here is you see that the idea of ribui neros is really the hidur. Because otherwise, how does ribui neros answer the question
right.
that the Anshei HaBayis is a better hidur? Okay? That's what I want to bring out. But Tosus obviously is a machlek is whether the Anshei HaBayis is a better hidur. Tosus holds intrinsically that the Minyan HaYom is a better hidur. And the Ron holds that the Anshei HaBayis is a better hidur. So I wanted to answer what's the machlokes between the Ron and between the Tosus.
Does Tosus have to hold Parei Chag is better hidur?
What?
Does Tosus have to hold that Maila Makodesh is a better hidur than Anshei HaBayis also?
Mm-hmm. Maila Makodesh.
There's two ways to understand the Madhu Nanajan, right? It's right. Like Kwanzaa Him Shat. Tosus is the one that's better hidur than Anshei HaBayis also.
You gotta say that.
Right. Even though it's not based on
Yama. That's correct. This is to show how many people were affected by the nace. So that's really a pirsum gadol. Of course, you're being mefarsim how many people were affected by the nace. So that's a kiyum of shevach v'odor. Okay, so then definitely Anshei HaBayis is superior. But if Anshei HaBayis is simply showing you how many kiyumei mitzvah you have, it's a technical halachic thing, how many kiyumei mitzvah you have in this, how many kiyumim there are in this bias. So then, on the contrary, then the minyan ayomim is superior. That was the question.
What kind of benefit is it? How many kiyumim is that? What is that?
That's a pearson. How many kiyumei mitzvah you have in this bias? Right. How many people are involved in the kiyumei mitzvah? The chibas mitzvah. So that's what the machlokes is. If it's to show how many people are involved in the kiyum habayis. So then it's really, then definitely the Minyan HaYom is superior.
Right.
Okay? Because it's giving information about Hanukkah. And the other ones hold that you need a Deraisa, so that's superior. But if you're going to say that it's to show how many people were affected by the Nais, so then the Minyan HaNashim, the Minyan HaNashim HaBayis is superior. Okay, I just wanted to drag over.
But why is that better than Parei
Chag? How many people are involved in the Kiyum HaMitzvah?
I know, but what's Parei Chag? It's not really
a Parei Chag is a system of ribui neros according to a deraisa.
In the
chafsa.
It's according to the deraisa, that's right. Why it's better.
It's in the chafsa.
It's in the chafsa, right.
Really?
Yeah. If you show Shiva Parim, it's not a constant. It's the idea is that every day is Machayev and Shiva Parim. But here you're showing a system of going down. That's a system. But Shiva Kvasim, you don't look at a system. It's not a system, but it happens to be. It should be possible. Okay. Now, what was the other question? According to Tosfos, you asked me before. Why is Parei Chag superior?
Superior to the Anshei HaBayis, yeah.
To the Anshei HaBayis. It's a better system. It's a system based on the deraisa of Ma'alim Bakodesh Ve'Morid. So that's better than just showing the ribui neros, how many people have the kiyum mitzvah.
Okay,
it's a system. It's a system. That's the answer. Okay, the Gra says that the Sheet Sotesis is not like that. Not like the second.
Wait, so once you... maybe Tosos learns even the second shot is like we were saying yesterday is based upon that it's based upon the compound, meaning it's always minyan.
What do you mean the compound?
Meaning really Tosos holds both. She just holds it's the kinegah the yamim, But the only question is, how do you determine between going up and going down?
Right.
Meaning, maybe Tosfos learns the second shot where we were learning yesterday.
That what?
That everyone in the Gemara learns that Mahajim no Hajbin is Kneged HaYamim.
No, I know, but he says, no, anyway, I think the Gemara is smoother. The Gemara is simpler. The Gemara is simpler. The Gemara is much smoother. I mean, I think that it answers many discussions in a smoother way. You don't have to push in the Minyan HaYamim.
But that makes sense. Within Tosfos, though, it sounds like he's just learning the whole Gemara that way. He doesn't start.
No, Tosfos, he wants to say, is learning according to the first shot.
But if Tosfos was learning the second shot, it would be a different Tosfos.
It would be a different Tosfos. That's what the Gemara says. And if Tosfos would learn the second shot, then you're kind of like the Rambam. Okay. But anyways, okay, okay, so let's get back to the original question. What was the original question? That we didn't answer.
The original question
was...
How's he going to tell?
That if you can't tell, because the first day I'll do communion on Chair Bayez, and the second day, the first day I'll do 5, second day I'll do 10. So this question is, I don't know.
On the second day? You missed the first day?
No, he does 5.
The first day did 5, and the second day does 10.
Maybe 5 new people came in.
So what's Tyson's conscious? Tyson's conscious is?
Maybe 5 new people came in.
Maybe 5 new people came in.
So our question was?
Well, Tyson doesn't say 5 new people came in. Tyson just says, you don't know.
Right.
What you're manifesting. You don't know what you're manifesting. On any occasion. In other words, what you have to do to manifest both is to take the Neros and split them up. And say that there's a basic unit of Anshei HaBayis, and then the other Neros are multiples of the unit. So when I see 15, I don't see 15 candles. I see three sets of 5. So Tesis Kashi is, how do you know it's 3 sets of 5? Maybe it's 15. That's Tesis Kashi. Anything about, you go from night to night. His question is, whatever you have, you don't know what it is. You want to say the first night, so the first night you see 5, you don't know. Maybe it's, maybe the 5 represent the first night. Or maybe the first night you can definitely know, right? What's the first night you're going to say, you're going to have to say it's Kanche Bias.
Well, if you only have one, you don't know. Is it Mahajwin, Mahatman, Mahajwin? That's the outcome.
You have one you want to know.
What's his solution?
I mean, ultimately, tell us how do you know
who knows. So Tais was saying that the ones that hold Kinegan Yom Manachnasum, Kinegan Yom Mayotzim, that they hold
independent.
That they only hold from Nerish and Beso.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't hold that it can be Kineged. When you're doing Mahajim and Mahajim.
Right, but of course the Rav wouldn't know what you were doing.
He can't do both.
But the Rav wouldn't know what you were doing.
The Rav wouldn't know what you're doing.
I mean, even
that's our question. Because the Rav even go
to Rav wouldn't know anyway.
Why not?
What he saw.
He wasn't know. We wouldn't know what it is.
When the Rav comes on the third night and he sees 3 candles, what does he conclude?
But how
does
that's the question.
That's the question.
That's Rebbe's question.
How does my question?
How does the Rav know it's the third night?
If there's only Nerish Ubeso and Minyan Ayamim, so I'll know it's the third night.
But how do you know which one?
That since we said already that the halacha is the kiyum of Ribui Neros, correct? That's the kiyum of Ribui Neros. That he's Mahadeh wants to make it the greatest mitzvah. And therefore he wants not to be Yotzei with a measly Nerish Ubeso, but he wants to be Marben the mitzvah in the Ribui Neros. Okay? So what it means is, Tosfos holds that's really a Kiyum B'Lev. It's a Kiyum B'Lev that he wants to be Marva. But the Kiyum B'Lev has to be a system that makes sense. In other words, he can't enter a system which intellectually doesn't hold any water. So if he's going to intend to do both, there's no system like that. Tosfos is not really concerned about the guy in the street. Tosfos is concerned about having a consistent system for a roa. So a consistent system for a roa is the key and belief that I want to demonstrate which night it is. So I'm going, that's going to Nerish Uveso. So that's what I'm trying to demonstrate. I, that guy outside, doesn't know what I'm trying to demonstrate. That's not the point. Taisa doesn't hold that the guy outside has to know. He holds that you have to have a consistent system. So therefore, if you're going with the system of Nerush Uveso, so I'm consistent. I'm trying to demonstrate the Minyan Ayamim, and I'm going according to the idea of Nerush Uveso. But if I try to do both, that's inherently an inconsistent system. Because you're not assigning an idea, one idea, to the Neros.
Why is it inconsistent? What can you assign to?
That's not determinable. In other words, that system will never work.
Mm, why not?
Yeah, why not? Taisus is saying that that's, yeah, you can't include both systems because I don't know what you're showing.
Right.
So to have in mind that you're including both systems, you go from the actual to the intentional. Okay? So our question was that let's say I want to demonstrate Minyan Hayomim, but maybe the guy will think I'm demonstrating the Anshei HaBayis.
Okay.
Right? So my answer is that it's a Kiyum B'Leiv, and therefore he has to have a consistent intention. So if my intention is to demonstrate the Minyan Hayomim and I'm going on the Nerush Uveso, so I don't care about the guy in the street.
Okay.
But I have a hypothetical Roah that I'm trying to satisfy and that I'm trying to give a message to. That's my intent. It's the Kiyum B'Leiv of my Hidur Mitzvah Lahader in terms of the Mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa and Ribu Haneros. But if my system is going to entail both, it's not a system. Because the hypothetical rower will never know.
Who
in the world will be able to distinguish?
I can figure it out.
In the street. Okay. I care about what I intend to convey in terms of the message to a rower.
Okay.
Okay? So if you understand, Bernie?
I think I
agree with
you.
Okay. Explain it to your son-in-law. Aneros, which is a kiyum for the Mahadrin, who's a gavra that's Mahadar Achar Mitzvah, so he doesn't want to do the least just one layer. So it's totally in his Kavanas Aleiv. So Taisvis is saying that you have to have a Kavanas Aleiv that makes sense.
Right. And that's measured, and the way you measure that, Taisvis is Roah. If Taisvis is Roah, doesn't mean actually
it's the guy in the street. That's right.
It means it's a measurement of whether or not in your expression it actually would make internal consistency.
Exactly.
So this guy knew what you were trying to do is another demonstrative of that or not.
That's correct.
That's why this is a strange Roa, because the reality is that if there was a real Roa, he might not get it.
That's right.
But we're not really looking at the Roa to get it. He doesn't have to get it.
He doesn't have to get it.
Roa is just a measure,
to
test.
That's right.
It's
a component of
you express the
it's a component of the idea
in a meaningful way.
Objectification.
It's an intrinsic component of the idea of the Kiyum HaMitzvah.
So we can frame the Roa as a person that knows your system.
That's right.
And is seeing the candles from the outside.
That's right.
Okay.
In terms of my Kiyum B'Leiv, that's what I intend to do. This guy doesn't know what I'm doing, it's not my problem. Okay? You think so? We answer the you don't get the line that it's Ribuy HaNeiros is the Kiyum. Okay, and then we show from them, we define the machlokes between the Ran and Taisvus bias is less, and why the Ran holds many Anshei HaBayis is more. And then we show what. Then we want to answer the question on Taisvus that why is it a problem with Taisvus? The guy who will always think maybe using a different system. So we said that since it's Laharbos on Eros, and that's a Kiyum B'Leiv, so the idea is you have to have a consistent system in terms of the message that you're trying to convey. Okay? That's the Kiyum B'Leiv. But if your system is intrinsically not consistent because the Minyan on Eros don't intrinsically reflect anything, you don't know what it is, it's this or that, so then it's no system, they cancel each other out.
Actually, okay. The Malashin of the Ran is this is the person's attitude. The performance. And the performance is only an expression of the attitude. It's a weird way of, what you're saying.
Years ago, I believe we said that. Because the question was, where do you find the Hidur Mitzvah, Hidur Mitzvah, Shlish? So they all ask, how come the Hidur Mitzvah is so different? So I believe that we defined that we didn't see the Ran. I didn't see the Ran until this year. But the Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Mahajim and Machavei Mitzvahs. So we said it's a loch. Elviyeh Mahajim doesn't mean in the Cheftz. It's not in the Mitzvah in the Cheftz because that's only a Zik.
Right.
But it means the Agavra, and the Rambam also gives that lashon. Doesn't Rambam say
that? Yeah, Beis Halevi says that also. That's what he
wants. Beis Halevi says also?
Yeah,
that the person who is such an individual that is concerned with doing the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah in the best possible form. So over here you have different expressions of it because it involves Pesumim and Issur, which lends itself to different expressions.
Okay. Yeah, the whole thing around at the end.
It's not just a technical mitzvah. It's not just a technical performance. But it really reaches the relationship between the Adam and Menbara. Okay. Anything else? Oh yeah. So the Rambam on the Rambam, however, you got to say he really learns pshat that it's the actual people in the shuk. But what he holds is that the first day is koveya the unit, and then from then on, the unit is based on that tvius. So the person in the shuk. What you're doing is you're setting up a situation where if a person in the shuk watches me consistently, so then he'll know what I'm doing. Okay, he's not concerned with the straggler that walks by that he has to be able to see immediately what it is. The Rambam maintains that you have to have a system where if a person were to watch you consistently, he would be able to know both. But it's the gaffer in the street that he's concerned with. Of course, going to Rambam means he has to observe you straight through the Yemei Hanukkah.
Right.
But Tais doesn't want to learn that way. Tais wants to learn that in any given night he will be able to know. That's impossible. So that's why Tais learns it's the Kimbo wave. Okay? Okay.